This is an unusual episode of Cut the Clutter. Unusual why? Because this is based entirely on one speech by one minister. And this minister is not the Prime Minister. He's a minister from Modi cabinet. It's not the Prime Minister. It's not Amit Shah, the Home Minister. This is Nitin Gadkari. And why do we take this unusual route today? That's because in one speech, one short speech in generally functional Hindi, he has decluttered everything that's wrong with Indian governance system, particularly when it comes to infrastructure building by the government and why India has fallen so far behind. Now, I know that very often when I use Hindi metaphor or any ideas or parallels from Hindi movies on the Hindi heartland, some people complain to me that I need to translate because it's not easily understood all over. But this is in Hindi, so I will first of all reel off to you some highlight words that I've picked up in this short speech, and I'm sharing this speech with you. Please listen to it. It's one of the most important speeches delivered in Indian governance in a long time. Now, I will try and translate these to the extent possible, but these are also words of such common use. In fact, mostly slurs of such common use or abuse that I think many people will understand these. So, there is the word Nikamma. At last count, I found this 7 times in a short speech. Now, Nikamma is something which Advani called, Manmohan Singh, and Manmohan Singh got so upset. Nikamma is something which I think, if I remember correctly, Sitaram Kesari called Gowda, or Gowda called Sitaram Kesari, and that became a big thing. So, it is seen to be a big insult. So, I find the word Nikamma, which means good for nothing, used 7 times, at least 7 times in this speech. I might have missed one or two, or might have miscounted by one or two. 7 times in a short speech. Then nalayak. Nalayak is incompetent, stupid, right? Maybe stupid is better than, stupid is more apt than incompetent. Then there is dhulai. Dhulai means a thrashing, right? Dhulai is a Hindi metaphor. Usne dhulai kar di usi. Gave him a thrashing. Not dressing down, thrashing. Then, gadhe aur ghode ko barabar rakha ja raha hai. Which means, you are treating donkeys and race horses the same way. Once again, something that anybody will understand. Gadhe aur ghode ko barabar rakha ja raha hai. Ghodon ko rakho, gadhon ko jane do. Keep the race horses, let the donkeys go. Then, dubane ka kaam. Dubane ka kaam means when you work towards drowning somebody. Then, you go on further. It says vishkanya. Now, vishkanya, in fact, I had to check if there is an English equivalent. And there is. Vishkanya is a poison. Kanya is a poison girl. You'd remember from our old history, mythology, that if a ruler wanted to assassinate the other ruler, they brought up these attractive women who carried some kind of poison on them and seduced the enemy and poisoned him to death. So, the word Vishkanya has been used more than once, I think thrice in this speech. Then, there is band bajata hoon. Band bajane ka matlab again is the next form of dhulai. Main aap sabka band bajata hoon, right? I will fix you all. I don't know what the exact English translation is, or what the most apt English translation is, but band bajana, I think most people should understand. Then satyanash. Satyanash means disaster or devastation. Now you hear all these words in a little speech, and then you ask, but what is this speech all about? Because as you go ahead in the speech, you find more. Ye sarkar thok peet ke kaam ke bina nahi chal sakti. That this government can't function unless somebody thrashes people, gives them a sound beating. This is a minister in government of India talking. Kahan gaya usse dhundo, the line from Aamir Khan's film, Three Idiots. So, all this in one speech, and what is the speech about is the key thing. Now, the speech is the minister for national highway building. That is Nitin Gadkari, speaking at the inauguration of the NHAI, National Highway Authority of India's headquarters building in Dwarka Sector 10 in Delhi. Now, this is a happy occasion. This is the inauguration of a building which has now been completed. But what is the minister saying? Minister saying, listen, you've called me here to felicitate all of you because it's a formality, and I will read his line in Hindi and then translate it. He says, Abhinandan aur Subheksha vyakt karni padti hai, ye hamare kaam ki ek requirement hai. मैं उसको ट्रांसलेट कर रहा हूँ, विच मीन्स इट्स एन ऑब्लिगेशन फॉर ए मिनिस्टर दैट व्हेन ए प्रोजेक्ट इज कंप्लीटेड, पर्टिकुलरली व्हेन ए मिनिस्ट्री इज बिल्डिंग इज कंप्लीटेड, ही शुड कम एंड फेलिसिटेट एवरीबडी इन्वॉल्व एंड कॉन्ग्रेचुलेट देम. बट ही सेज, मैं क्या करूँ, हिज वर्ड्स, मेरा दिल नहीं मानता, दैट आई कांट कन्विंस माई सेल्फ टू कॉन्ग्रेचुलेट यू ऑल. ही सेज, ऑन द अदर हैंड आई हैव टू आस्क यू questions, and the questions I have to ask is, and that's where he starts his speech, and that's why I say he declutters everything that's wrong with government of India or our government processes. He says, this contract was given 10 years back, this building was cleared in 2008, the contract was given sometime in 2011, tenders were put out I think in 2010. So he said it's taken 10 years across the tenure of two governments, actually three. He also corrects himself later to say three governments, because UPA 1, UPA 2, in fact, if you ask me, four governments. UPA 1 cleared it, but even if you start from the day the contract was given, then UPA 1, then NDA 1, then NDA 2. So it has, constructing one simple building in Delhi with no infrastructure constraints to building, this is not a road being built at 18,000 feet in Ladakh. So building this has taken 10 years, two governments, and the tenure of eight chairmen of National Highway Authority of India. And at one point he says, bhai wo kahan gaye wo log, that's where he says kahan gaya use dhundo, that find all those chairmen who've headed NHAI in the past, find all those who've been GMs and CGMs, general managers and chief general managers and members. This is an authority that essentially runs by members and a board. Find all of them, all the champions under whom a building like this has taken 10 years, and maybe put their pictures all over these buildings. Set up a museum for them so people see that these are the people who are nikamma, nalayak, bhrasht, nikrasht, vishkanyas, etc., etc., who delay a project like this forever. And he says, instead of being proud, I could felicitate you, I could congratulate you if I was proud of what you've done. But the fact is, I am embarrassed, I am ashamed, I am not proud, because I know what you people will do. You people will blame the contractor, and I know how you will blame the contractor. You will blame the contractor by saying the contractor went bankrupt, he went to NCLT, that is National Company Law Tribunal, where bankrupt companies go. So what happened? He went to NCLT, but have you ever reflected on why did he go bankrupt? He went bankrupt because of people like you, he says, who delay everything, who don't decide on anything. I can tell you, you might have great chairman, great whatever, but you are filled with this nikamma, nalayak, nikrasht, vishkanya types, whose only job is to make sure nothing gets done and no decision is taken. And they are the ones, he says, you must be having some good people. I am not saying you have no good people, but those are not the people that you rely on. You, on the other hand, treat as your guides and philosophers these vishkanyas, these poison girls. This is said in a gender neutral sense. People who come and poison others and who kill an institution. So he said, in the process, and he said there are many cases. In many cases, I say, settle with somebody when there is a dispute. There was one dispute in which it was a 475 crore contract. I said, settle it, pay 475 crores because you are at fault. But you decided to go to court, and then the other guy went to court, and now Supreme Court has ordered, and we have to pay 1375 crores. You think now if you go back to that contractor, he'll take 375 crores? He will take this much, because nobody wants to take a decision. You've cost the government 1,000 crore more. He says the same thing I said for contracts which fell by the wayside because of IL and FS's collapse. I said, let someone else come and take that contract at the same price, because none of you wanted to decide, you didn't agree, you called for fresh bids. In the process, the same contractor who would have done the same project at the earlier price is now doing that project at 400 crores more. So this is the bane of this organization, and now I am stretching it to say this is the bane of government of India, and not the central government, the entire government system in India. He said this is the bane of this department and government of India. There is full negativity, people with negativity rule. Remember that Spiro Agnew, slightly infamous American vice president of late 60s, who had used that expression, nattering nabobs of negativity. So he says there is negativity all over. Negative people who believe in negativity, they rule this place. And he says wo log itne NPA ho gaye hain, they've become such non-performing assets. I mean, this is Nitin Gadkari delivering a speech which I hope every policy maker in India and every government officer in India, and yet frankly every voter in India or taxpayer, should listen to. He said these people who carry negativity have become such non-performing assets. They become so rotten, they are not even good enough to be used for vermiculture. You know what vermiculture is? Vermiculture is when you put a bunch of organic waste, which is old rubbish or cow dung and dried leaves and things, and put earthworms inside of them. So earthworms work on the soil and eat up that stuff, and then their excreta becomes a compost, a fertilizer. So he says these are so bad that you can't even use them to create vermiculture, which means they are worse than cow dung. That is what he means. These are very, very strong views. And he says again, I am ashamed to felicitate you. He says मेरा बस चले तो मैं आप सबको निकाल दूंगा, सस्पेंड कर दूंगा. आई विल सस्पेंड यू, आई विल टर्मिनेट यू. मैं आप सबकी धुलाई कर दूंगा, एक्सप्रेशन वी इंट्रोड्यूस यू टू इन द वेरी बिगनिंग. आप सबकी धुलाई कर दूंगा. बट ही सेड लुक, आई ऑल्सो फॉलो अ सिस्टम, आई डोंट गेट इनटू माइक्रो मैनेजमेंट, बट मे बी टाइम इज नाउ कम दैट आई शुड माई सेल्फ स्टार्ट सिटिंग ऑन द ट्रांसफर्स, पोस्टिंग्स, प्रमोशंस, फायरिंग्स, हायरिंग्स of GMs and CGMs in this organization. And he says, look, the best engineers from IITs and others don't join us. Even if they do, they can't survive. They leave in no time and go to private sector at high salaries. We, on the other hand, get managers, engineers, who the state governments reject essentially because they are good for nothing. And they come and I get caught up with them here. And then he says, my system is such a protection racket here in the government. And he's now referring to NHAI. But this applies to government overall. He says the system is so bad that all the bosses give everybody's ACRs 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10. And that's where he brings in his donkeys and race horses. He says, gadhe aur ghode sabko barabar haanka ja raha hai. Isiliye ye barbadi ho rahi hai. Aisa system chahiye. And I will get into it now so that I let gadhas go, so the asses can be made to leave. And race horses stay on. Then he says, look, I am so embarrassed about how we function that sometimes, he says, my private secretary is an IAS officer. Sometimes I am even embarrassed to ask him about the project, about the progress on certain projects. I know what will I get. And then he says, MPs come to me, ask me about some project in their constituencies, highway project. I usually have it on my fingertips and I can tell them. But if I want to inquire on any project with members of the National Highway Authority, I call them. They say, sir, I will check and let you know. That means they are not up to date. Either they are not bothering to keep themselves up to date, or their officers are not keeping them up to date. Either way, this is unforgivable. And then he goes to say, ke meri understanding hai ke 80% log yahan pe, 80% people in this entire empire actually dubane ka kaam karte hain. They are working at drowning every project instead of completing every project. And then he says ki dekhiye, aapne itna saal laga diya is project ko karne mein. And I know the excuse will be the same, you will blame the contractor, but I know that contractor got into problems because you created those problems. So he goes on to say that this project, okay, it's got done, so I can thank people who've done it. I will not congratulate them. In fact, he says, if there's anybody I congratulate, I will congratulate the designer and the contractor. I presume he's saying it that in spite of the system, they've been able to complete it. But he says, you've taken so long completing it. Where are those seven others NHAI chairmen and all the other GMs and general managers? We should build a pantheon of those, because his words now, ye banane mein aapne 50-60 crore ka chuna to laga hi diya hoga. That means you must have called a loss of 50-60 crore rupees to the exchequer in taking so much time making it. So he says, I am up to my ears. I have now had it. I know that there is a tradition that once something is completed, the minister must felicitate the team and to thank them and congratulate them, but I will not do it because my conscience will not allow me to do it. Mera dil nahi manta hai. My heart is not convinced that I should do it. And he again says that the NHAI chairman is their new chairman. It's not his fault. It's not the fault of the current officers, but they should now carry out a task. And he says, I'm giving them a task that where have all these former champions, under whose watch this has taken this long, where have they disappeared? Please find them. Kahan gaya, use dhundo. Aise kaun se log hain jinhone 11 saal mein isko banaya hai? Ye kaun si gandhigiri kar rahe the ki hame kuch sab shanti se baithe raho, kuch karna nahi hai? Ye nahi hoga. Ye dekhiye, main aapko batata hu ki ye sarkar aise nahi chal sakti hai. And he says ki jab tak ye thok peet nahi ki jayegi, उसके बिना ये सरकार नहीं सुधरेगी. विच मीन्स अनलेस आई यूज स्ट्रॉन्ग आर्म मेथड्स, दिस गवर्नमेंट विल नॉट रिफॉर्म. एंड वंस अगेन ही कंक्लूड्स बाय सेइंग, धन्यवाद लेकिन आपको कोई बधाई नहीं है. नाउ दिस इज समथिंग दैट यू हैवंट हर्ड फ्रॉम ए मिनिस्टर बिफोर. एंड दिस इज अ मिनिस्टर हु इज नोन टू बी ए डूअर. इवन द बिग क्रिटिक्स ऑफ मोदी गवर्नमेंट से दैट नेशनल हाईवेज इज ए सक्सेस स्टोरी ऑफ दिस गवर्नमेंट. Even before that, in his 30s, Nitin Gadkari had built India's first genuine tolled expressway, that is the Mumbai-Pune expressway. He also built a whole bunch of infrastructure in Mumbai, something that Mumbai is now struggling with, partly also because of the change in governments. And you will see that many of these projects in Mumbai now are already delayed, and they will continue to run into more delays. Look at the Navi Mumbai airport. It should have been cleared by 2007-2008, and by this time they should have been running with two runways. I don't think you will see that airport operational for 5 more years. And similarly, couple of the Mumbai metro lines have now got delayed. The coastal road was delayed because of courts. Metro lines have got delayed. One more has got delayed because its car shed has now been shifted, which will mean an extension of the line. Because in India, delay doesn't matter unless people of India start complaining about delays, because delays cost us real money and opportunity. So the cost of a delay is an opportunity cost and a financial cost, because what could be built for 500 crores is then built in 2000 crores. It's at our cost. And what we could have used when we were children, now we will use when we are old people, because what should we build in 2 years or 1 year takes 25 years in India. That is unfortunately the reality of India, because we love delays. So I will also share with you an article in National Interest I wrote in 2011. This was during UPA years, and this was headlined बाबूजी धीरे चलना. आपको याद है गीता दत्त का गाना आर पार फिल्म का 1960s की, बाबूजी धीरे चलना प्यार में जरा संभलना, इज द सेकंड लाइन. तो मैंने उसको बोला था कि इंस्टेड ऑफ बाबूजी धीरे चलना प्यार में जरा संभलना, यू से बाबूजी धीरे चलना सरकार में जरा संभलना. बिकॉज वंस यू आर इन द गवर्नमेंट, एवरीबडी बिकम्स ए ब्यूरोक्रैट. इट्स नॉट अबाउट IAS, IPS, IRS, IAS, नथिंग. वंस यू आर इन द गवर्नमेंट, एनी गवर्नमेंट जॉब, इट इज द किस ऑफ डेथ. So government, our government system is the vishkanya which makes us so lazy and so prone to delays, because we know nothing will happen to us. There is no accountability, and maybe we have built a culture of delays, and somehow even in our popular culture we tend to glorify delays. Take your time, be patient, don't be in a hurry. So the reason we take Nitin Gadkari's speech or this speech for this episode of Cut the Clutter is that what he has done is actually a massive cut the clutter on behalf of the government system. And I can see that he's impatient and he's angry, although he has delivered this speech with a big smile as he often does. But if someone as gentle as Nitin Gadkari is so irritated now and feeling so helpless, you can imagine what happens in the government. So what government of India needs, all government, every state, the government system needs is a big, big, big reform. And once again, for that reform to happen, you have to separate. This is no insult to the donkey. The donkeys from the race horses.